In Texas, scientists have discovered a potential new way to treat obesity, at least in mice. They've developed a drug that selectively kills the blood vessels that nourish fat cells. Within a few weeks, fat mice become lean. Scientists say the findings could launch a new field of obesity research, although it is a long way from mouse to man. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The story begins 7 years ago in Boston. Maria Rupnik was a young researcher at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Obesity wasn't on her mind, but it struck her that humans and other animals need to grow fat tissue, or as scientists call it, adipose tissue.
Fat tissue, unlike any other tissue in the body, is designed to grow and regress rapidly and substantially and repeatedly. It's meant to store the energy, the calories, in times of abundance and release them in times of need.
Rupnik also realized that fat tissue needs blood vessels to grow, lots of them. 2 years ago, she published a paper showing drugs that inhibit blood vessel growth also shrink fat tissue. Few people noticed, but researchers at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston did, and now they've published a paper in the journal Nature Medicine that builds on Rupnik's observation. Dr. Wadi Arap says the group designed a drug that zeroes in on a protein found only on blood vessels that serve fat cells. The drug carries a payload that's deadly to those blood vessels.
And by doing this, the cell undergoes programmed cell death and gets killed. And because those cells are in the blood vessels of fat, the fat itself can no longer be sustained.
The Texas researchers show it works in mice allowed to eat themselves into twice their normal size.
They look like a small ball of fat tissue with their little heads. Then they start being treated, and over the period of 4 weeks with daily injections, at the end of the 4 weeks, eating the same diet they were eating before, the treated mice look pretty much like normal mice that you would see on the street.
The treated mice lost 30% of their body weight, all in fat.
So let's say if we have someone that were 300 pounds, if the results of the mice are duplicated and all goes well, we could lose, I guess, 90 to 100 pounds. That would be wonderful, but I don't know how likely that would be.
The experimental drug did not seem to have any bad side effects, but Arap says it's way too soon to know if the drug will work safely in humans.
I'm going out on my way to unhype it because I think this will require many more studies, and this is just the beginning.
Rupnik, now at Children's Hospital in Boston, agrees, but she can't help being excited. If this drug or something like it pans out, it would be an entirely new way to treat obesity, whether it's caused by overeating, lack of exercise, or genetics.
For all of them, their fat tissue needs blood vessels. So along with all of the other healthy lifestyle modifications, this intervention may be very potent.
The Texas group plans to test the new drug in baboons later this year. Richard Knox, NPR News.